the House Committee on Judiciary to order April 12th, 1 p.m., 2011. We're going to open a work session for the purpose of carrying some bills forward. Maybe somebody won't even have to stay. We're going to carry 2547, 2648, 2662, and 2691 will be carried forward. It'll be on the agenda tomorrow. We'll see if we've got all the paper we need and the proper witnesses here.
Read those again, Mr. Chairman.
2547, 2648, 2662, 2691. 2741 is not being carried forward. It will not be heard. Okay, I'll close the work session on those, and we're going to go to House Bill 2892 and open a work session.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2892, first I have to apologize. The staff measure summary, the preliminary, hasn't been updated, so it reflects the previous hearing, which was held on February 23rd. There was a dash one amendment with no revenue impact and minimal fiscal impact. This is the landowners with a common boundary reaching an agreement by agreement. The amendment addresses the concerns of the opponents to their satisfaction. They put their agreement, that is their lack of opposition to the amended version, in the file on the record in case anyone wanted to review it. It was signed off on by Ron Stunsner, Corey Woodruff, and Chris Hood. These are all surveying land use planner consultants who would draw their opposition only to the dash one version.
Okay, and we do not
put nothing's been moved into the bill as yet.
Mr. Chair, move the dash ones in House Bill 2892.
Representative Barker has moved the dash one amendments into 2892. Any discussion?
Could we? Yes. Could somebody clarify how that changes the bill, please?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I don't know if there's anyone here to clarify today, but I can certainly circulate.
Do you have the letter?
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, they are raising their hands.
We have a human being that knows what this is about.
And I'll provide a copy of the letter to Representative Tomei.
Thank you.
State your name and tell us what we need to know.
Thank you very much, Chair Krieger. My name is Chuck Pearson. I'm representing the Oregon Association of County Engineers and Surveyors. And what you need to know is you need to pass the bill. Other than that, the two amendments in the dash one, one deals with the survey that would require the surveyor when there's an issue between two landowners that he just document that, or they just document that evidence on the face of the survey, so it's clear to the public that we'll delve into those records. The amendment F does not convey ownership of land or improvements described in the document. Is pretty much based on case law in Oregon, and this was suggested by the Department of Revenue, and there's a representative from Revenue here if you'd like to hear from him. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Who's from Revenue? Would you come up, please?
John Phillips.
Shed any light on this that you can.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my only comment at the hearing was in reference to the conveyance of legal ownership, and that's taken care of by the amendment.
Okay. What is your name, please?
I'm sorry, John Phillips, Department of Revenue.
Any members, anything else you want to know about the amendments? Appears not. Okay, the amendments are in.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2892 as amended to the floor with a due pass.
Okay, Representative Barker moves House Bill 2892 as amended to the floor with a due pass. Any further discussion? Objections? Call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan.
Yes.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Shopler.
Aye.
Representative
Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Wong.
Aye.
Representative Woodman.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hick.
Excuse.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye.
House Bill 2892 will go to the floor. Anyone like to carry the bill? General Surveyor. Representative Juan, do you want to do it? Okay, thank
sure.
you.
It's Senator Kenner's bill.
Kenner may want to. It's his bill.
It's his bill? We're going to ask him to see if he wants to carry it.
Representative Juan, we'll ask. Hello.
Chair rotation.
Chair rotation. Open a work session on House Bill 2925. Council, please.
Chairs and members of the committee, House Bill 2925. Again, Council failed to update the SMS to reflect the previous hearing, which was held on the 5th of April. 2925 requires a court to enter a no-contact order as to victims against defendants upon arraignment for domestic violence or sex crimes, authorizes the court at the victim's request to enter additional orders at sentencing for a period of time equal to the statutory minimum sentence for the crime, authorize a victim to petition for termination of the order, declares an emergency as effective on passage. The parties who appeared previously on the 5th had a dash 2 amendment which was under discussion. There was no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact with regard to that amendment. And if there are any questions, Ms. Hebb is in the audience to remind members about the content of the amendment. I was stuck in the hallway the majority of that hearing.
I have a little note here, amend to allow judge discretion. Can you come up and talk to us about that?
Yes, please come up. Can you tell us what the amendment does?
Co-chairs, members of the committee, Sybil Hebb with the Oregon Law Center. The amendment takes much out of the bill and simply limits it so that there will be a no-contact order that will apply when defendants are arrested for a crime that constitutes domestic violence or a sex crime. And during that time of arrest, pending arraignment or pending trial, they will be subject to a no-contact order. That makes it consistent with the relief that currently applies under our Oregon law when a defendant is arrested for one of those crimes and then released into the community. There is now an automatic no-contact order that applies at that time. We want to make sure that those no-contact provisions also apply when the person is in jail, because that's a time when often there are calls made that are harassing and intimidating to the victim. And so that's what the amendment does. The judge does have the discretion to waive that term upon the victim's request, and that is also consistent with the way that no-contact orders are currently handled when the defendant is released into the community. So it's a matter of providing consistency. Is what the bill proposes.
Any questions about that for the dash 2, please?
Mr. Chair, I move the dash 2 amendments into House Bill 2925.
Representative Krieger moves the dash bill amendments into House Bill 2925. We just discussed that. Is there any further discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Move House Bill 2925 as amended to the floor with a due pass.
Representative Krieger moves House Bill 2925 as amended to the floor with a due pass. Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan.
Yes.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Schaffler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Wong.
Aye.
Representative Woodman.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Excuse.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye. Motion carries.
Representative
Holby's bill. Yeah. We'll have Representative Holby be the carrier. Yeah. Oh, you gotta stay there. Okay. Okay, open the public hearing on House Bill, work session on House Bill 3126. Council, at the end of the table.
Thank you. Co-chairs, members of the committee, House Bill 3126 expands venue for the crime of failure to report as a sex offender, basically allowing prosecution to occur in the county where a defendant is apprehended or last registered if the county where the offense is committed cannot otherwise be ascertained. This is the introductory version of the bill. There is no revenue or fiscal impact associated.
When was that first heard?
321.
321.
Okay. Is there any further discussion?
I have someone put in front of me the fiscal impact statement on
3162, not 3126. Am I to assume that the same fiscal impact is true for 3126?
Co-chairs, Representative Nolan, the one I'm holding, and I'd be happy to share it with you, is labeled House Bill 3126 and expresses no expenditure impact.
I don't need that. As long as you've got one that says that, Mr. Knott, I'm good.
No further discussion. Call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan.
Don't be
tough. Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Solomon.
Aye.
Representative Cohen.
Aye.
Representative Wong.
Aye.
Representative Woodman.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Excused.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye. Motion carries. Do we have anybody who'd like to carry that?
No.
I'll carry it. Barker will be the carrier. Okay. Open a work session on House Bill 3251. Council.
And co-chairs, members of the committee, House Bill 3251 pertains to the disclosure of audio or video records of internal investigation interviews of public safety officers, except to a law enforcement unit for purposes of the investigation or an attorney representing a public safety officer. There is a dash 3 that has been submitted, and it has to do with the purposes for which a disclosure can occur. There was concern after the public hearing that what had been advanced in sub 3 was too narrow, so this has been replaced with a subheading list, a law enforcement unit for purposes of the investigation, an attorney representing a public safety officer who is the subject of the investigation, the DPSST as required, a district attorney, a law enforcement officer, an attorney for a defendant in a criminal proceeding when this could lead to the discovery of admissible evidence, a labor organization for use in action by an employer against a member of the labor organization, citizen review body designated by a public body for purposes of the investigation, or the attorney general. There is no fiscal impact associated with House Bill 3251 as amended, nor revenue impact.
And it's a dash 3 amendment?
This is the dash 3, and we do need to adopt that amendment.
Not the 1 and 2.
Not the 1 and 2, just the 3.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash 3s into House Bill 3251.
Representative Krieger moves the dash 3s into House Bill 3251. Is there any discussion?
Sure.
Yes.
I'll chairs on this, but we added a long list to here, and I really don't know what prohibiting disclosure of all this stuff really means in all these cases. There's a long list of stuff.
Mr.
Elijah. Mr. Co-Chairs, for the record, Brian Elijah, representing the Oregon Council of Police Associations. As you recall, and Council's pointed out, the original intent of the bill was that when there is a internal investigation of a public safety officer and an audio or a video recording is made, that that will not be disclosed. What this exemptions allow is disclosure to those who lawfully should have access to it, including DPSST, if they're doing an investigation of that officer, an internal review panel, let's say City of Portland has citizen review bodies. So the exemptions that are listed here have been worked out with a number of folks that approached us and said, we believe there's a lawful reason for us to have that. Then we won't disclose it beyond that, but we need it for internal use, and that's what the amendments include.
Mr. Chair, this was just an internal investigation, not a criminal investigation or anything like that.
Yes, that's correct. And as a reminder, in an internal investigation, those are coerced statements.
Right.
The officer has no right to refuse
them. All right, thank you.
Mr. Co-Chair, if I may clarify, the one additional thing I think is really important is that as of right now, without this language and this bill passing, attorneys are actually advising the public safety officer to not allow recording either way, and that doesn't do anybody any good. We'd like to have the record, but not have it disclosed.
Thank you. Any further discussion on the amendment?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move House Bill 3251 as amended to the floor with a due pass.
Representative Krieger moves House Bill.
Mr. Co-Chair, have we moved the amendment yet?
Thank you. I believe I didn't.
I think you have.
Thank you.
Not
We have the dash three amendments. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection to those amendments being amended? Hearing none, so ordered. Now,
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move House Bill 3251 as amended to the floor with a due pass.
Representative Krieger moves House Bill 3251 as amended to the floor with a due pass. Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan.
Yes.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Stoffler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Wong.
Aye.
Representative Widman.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Excuse.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger. Co-Chair Barker.
Aye. Motion carries. Representative Olson will carry the bill. Is there any further business to come before the committee? Adjourned.